They say life in 40 ages just a state of mind.
I mean, I'm 40 now, and that's, you know, I mean, I'm 40. I'm half dead, basically. 40's a weird age.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Frustrating, but inevitable for most people. It's middle-age spread.
Hey, Endo! This is what it is! You put one foot in front of the other and,
Mommy, Daddy.
Today, we're going to talk about the Fountain of Youth.
The magical number three. Here we are. Back three. Again.
We have lasted.
It's been a long time since I've done three of anything.
That's sad.
Well, I know, but... way life is, you know. It's, I'm blowing in the wind with everybody else's whims.
Yes, yes. You know?
So, everything good with you?
It is. You know, we're excited about just the summer break and having the kids.
Your adulting matters have slowed down a little bit, you think?
Adulting, taking a break from adulting, getting into some relaxing, hopefully hoarding of money. Instead of oozing nice. Of money.
Well, you have a vacation coming up, though, don't you?
Yes, vacations. I know. But I can go light on my vacations because I go stay with my parents at their beach house.
Okay.
And my mom does my laundry.
I stay with my parents at their beach house.
This is... It is...
Don't you?
It is our little La La Land. I did not grow up like that. Trust me. My parents, we more like as kids go, Mom, Dad... How are you living like this? This is awesome. You know, my father was a metal lather in New York City.
A what?
A metal lather. Put up the steel. He was a steel worker, iron worker.
Okay. So he's not talking like, poopsie, could you bring me another bottle of Dom?
No. He drives his like 1997 Honda to golf.
Okay.
Okay. We're not. All right.
He parks it under his beach house.
Yes, under the beach house. We just take the showers outside. We pack really light.
What kind of beer does he drink?
A Coors Light, maybe?
Okay.
He's
all
not
right.
really fancy on the beer.
Great. That's what I was looking for.
He likes a nice cold beer.
Okay.
But he also likes, growing up, he had this orange cordial that he drank. And now he's into.
That is so old school, man. That is 1970s all over it.
We would say, somebody go to the liquor store and get Dad. And it was in this bubbly, weird bottle. And I think he's given that up. And now. My mother and him enjoy Bloody Marys or gin and tonics. Gin and tonics, I think, are their.
Yeah, it's good.
Are their?
It's kind of hard to beat a good
drink
gin and tonic.
Of choice,
especially in the summer. It's so refreshing.
And they are very specific about their brands, so they have what they like, and you know. So
when you get to be our age, Stephanie, you get to do what you like.
So that's what's great about our vacation to the beach. It really doesn't cost us a lot of money. Stay with my parents. They feed us. It's awesome.
Nice.
I know.
All right. Well, I got one coming up too. We're gonna hit the beach,
right?
And we're gonna We went to Orlando last summer,
right?
That's not vacation. That
no,
is,
it is work.
An absolute massive effort.
Yes.
To get everything in there, and of course we drove because that's what
oh,
we
gosh.
Do. It used to be we got a newer van. So last year we had to rent one because we were afraid of our old jalopy gonna break
Breaking.
Down.
Yeah.
Because it's happened. It's happened.
That is not fun.
No.
We did Orlando last year, too.
It's so harsh.
Yeah. Well, we would
go. I'm exhausted just thinking about
it. We went to the Magic Kingdom, and I remember we were standing waiting for the shuttle, you know, at 10 o'clock at night. My daughter is asleep on mm-hmm. my husband's shoulder, and my husband just looks at me, and we're covered in sweat and grime, and he's just
mouse poop.
Can we just stay? At the resort tomorrow.
Yeah, you yes. have to plan an off
you
day
have
like
to
that.
Plan.
Yeah.
Do something, do nothing, do something,
yep,
do nothing.
You bet. That's the advice somebody gave us, and we didn't do it.
Yeah, so I said, for sure, yeah. Yes. We will swim in one of the pools and relax poolside tomorrow.
Right.
Because you can't go 2 days in a row unless you are some sort of Disney superstar.
So many people go to Disney. We went to Universal and I got through work, I got a break on tickets and I used hotel points that I get through traveling for work and I didn't pay for my hotel because I'm resourceful that way. I don't know how so many people go. I'm like, oh my gosh, did you sell a kidney to do that?
Right, but you're going to now start, you're going to channel that voice again about my parents. We went with my parents because they buy into a vacation club.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yes.
I mean, they sound like very wise people.
They are. sure.
Maybe and we should. Well, we are going to have your mom on here eventually, right?
We should. Well, I should take my little gadget that I'm going to purchase.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I'll take it to South Carolina. And after my parents have drank their gin and tonics, I will ask them questions.
You know what we should do?
That would be awesome.
In every episode, we have our words of wisdom at the end of the episode.
I'll record some.
You should record words of wisdom. And I'll do it too.
They're
going to
say bad words, though. They really are.
I don't know how to bleep things. I can bleep.
I can imagine a lot of my parents' words of wisdom having some four little words in them.
Last week, my words of wisdom were less than G rated.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
That's okay.
So, not bleep required, but still.
Right, right.
So this week, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about day trips around Louisville, right?
Sure.
So we live in Louisville. People may not be listening in Louisville, but what do they say? We're within a day's drive of 75% of the country or something?
Like, I think it's 50%. That's why we have UPS and
Amazon.
Yeah,
we're
Amazon
like really
and
centrally
stuff.
And all these highways go through here. So we're really, really well connected. So we're going to talk about day trips where we like to go, things that we like to do, just a little advice. We're going to talk, we've already talked a little bit about money, but how to manage it. And I think more applicable to my life at this point is teaching my children.
Yes.
And trust me, I am no financial advisor. So whatever I say, people have to take it with a grain of salt.
I live with someone who is basically a financial advisor, he can. So I will probably start using terminology that I keep hearing and channeling my husband
on that. My idea of fiscal responsibility is getting the $5 pizza instead of the $15 pizza.
Come on.
Whatever. And then, of course, we wind up with words of the week or words of wisdom that will lay the smackdown on how to live life better, I guess.
Yes, because we know how to do that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I get at our age. At my age, you listen to every word I have to say.
What does the beginning say? We're half dead, you know? So we've...
That's when I put that together. I was like, oh, man, is that really true? If we're lucky, we're half dead.
Right.
We might be three... Of course... I get words of wisdom. I could be 99.9% dead. I could walk out of this place and get hit by a car.
Yeah. So, you know, we may have lived it all.
Maybe that's a little preview of my words of wisdom. We'll get to that later. When we get back, we're going to talk about day trips around Louisville.
I'm Steve Coombs, and each week, Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
So as we mentioned, Louisville is really, really close to so many awesome cities, so it's accessible. So what do you think is your favorite place you've been if you draw this big dot around... 500 miles.
It's a day
miles.
Trip, so it's got to be there and back.
Okay, we're doing day trips.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So day trips, I would say 100 miles or less.
Okay.
100 miles or less.
Okay. Well, my go-to, of course, is Madison, Indiana.
Okay, is this going to be the broken record of the podcast?
It is. Because I love it there. It's
like
my
Madison.
Little town.
I like Madison. We've been up there. We've written about Madison day trips on Louisville Family Fun.
Okay, awesome.
We have.
I could give anybody plenty of advice on where to go, what to do, all that stuff. But it's just a nice place to walk around. And there's the river and when I was a kid, that river front was a dump.
It,
literally.
It's not anymore.
It was a dump. There was a scrapyard. I can't believe it. I've kind of forgotten all about this. There was a scrapyard maybe a block behind my house, and that last episode, we talked about the train.
Mm-hmm.
The train would come along and drop off metal,
right.
And they would take it and they'd recycle the metal, and it was just loud and it was gross. But now the riverfront in Madison is gorgeous. They have the sidewalks and they have plenty of benches,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, you just go throw rocks in the river. I could do that for hours.
Yes, and I really did enjoy that. But I think in general, anybody with water, you know, even in Louisville, they've learned we need to put money into the quality of life and
mm-hmm.
revitalize the riverfront. The people go to water.
Yeah.
And so having it safe, you know, and Madison did a good job of that, because even if what's great about Madison is even if you're on the main street with all the cute shops and the coffee places and unique old buildings.
Hinkle's Hamburgers.
Yes, sorry. I ate there.
It's the greatest.
It was awesome.
Usually best at, say, 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, experience with that. Is that – did you eat that when you – you know, swam across the river?
Nope, okay. I was way down.
Okay. So, Hinkle's, you could be there, but it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to the riverfront.
Yeah, it's 3 blocks.
So, it's
max.
It's a very accessible place to spend the day. And I like the trip to Madison. There's the Bray's Orchard on the way.
Oh, yeah, for the peaches.
Yeah, yep. You can stop there and get
if you go through Kentucky. Now, some people might come. Right. Yeah. If living in Louisville, you might go through downtown and go up.
I like going through Kentucky, stopping at Bray's Orchard. I recently learned from one of my writers on Louisville Family Fun that at Bray's Orchard, they make something called dandelion ice cream, where they make a syrup out of dandelions and then they make it into ice cream. I'm so curious. I just want to drive and plan a day trip to Madison so that I can go to Bray's Orchard and experience dandelion ice cream. I don't know what that could taste like.
I'll have to try that. We drive by there all the time.
Yeah. It's limited. You know, you can't always get it. Okay. So, but if you can, try the dandelion ice cream.
I don't want to leave out Clifty Falls State Park, which is up near Madison. Great camping there if you were going to stay overnight. But there's plenty of hiking, waterfalls. There are the old wooden playground structures, which they've got to still be standing. Those things were built like Noah's Ark. I mean, they're just there's nothing's going to happen to them.
Right.
And so after I had my first grade birthday party there, when I was
awesome.
When I was six. That was 38 years ago.
You can count. I was filling out a form the other day, and I literally thought, "How old am I?"
You're old enough to forget.
I know my birth year, but then I have to calculate. Anyway, I don't keep track. So.
Oh, well, good for you. It's because you're not 40 yet.
Yeah. So Madison is on the list. I agree. I like Madison. I actually took my parents there once when they came to visit in the fall because it's beautiful in the fall.
Yeah.
And
it's always beautiful.
You're not partial at all. okay. Now, I'm not quite sure. Here's my pick. I'm not quite sure if this is in my 100-mile rule, but it's going to be close. Bowling Green.
Oh.
I might be close, but you gain an hour?
Right on the edge.
You gain an hour.
Not coming back, you know.
Okay. So it's right really close. It is a nice, easy drive.
It is. It's super easy. I have no idea 65. What's in Bowling Green except for Western Kentucky.
Right. So I recently went there with my kids over spring break. We found two things that we love that you could do in a day. Lost River Cave.
Mm-hmm.
Lost River Cave is very accessible off of 65 and one other road. Bam. You can explore the trails on your own for free.
Okay.
And they have an outdoor low-tech play area for kids. So it's all just pieces of wood that they've cut and the kids build stick forts. Or somebody came in and built this huge giant eagle's nest replica out of the sticks, and there's tunnels through hills and things like that.
Oddly, that sounds really boring to me, but to them, I'll bet it's great.
Oh, awesome. I literally sat there.
Well, that's what's not boring to me is just sitting there.
Yeah. So I sat there and I was amazed going, really? You were having, now it's age. I don't think if you had a 15-year-old, they'd go and, you know, play there for that long. But my children are 7 and 9. They loved it. Okay. And it's totally free. So if they spend 10 minutes or they spend an hour and a half, fine. But they have really walkable trails. They have bridges over the Lost River leading into the cave.
Okay.
So it's really scenic. If you go during butterfly time, they have a butterfly shed where they can educate you on things like that. There are two areas where they actually have this blue water that has to do with something about the limestone.
Like it's naturally blue?
It's naturally this very strange blue. Not what you would think, like, oh, nice, beautiful blue ocean.
Right. Which is a reflection of the...
It's this reflection thing. And so if you go on a tour, now if you pay for the tour, and some of these things you wonder, is it worth paying? I thought the tour was awesome. So the amount that we learned from the guide, we wouldn't have known about that blue special pond. Mm-hmm. And we were just went, wow, that's weird, it's blue. You know, the kids learned about it. The cave tour was really cool. You get in the boat, you have to duck down. So it was, they tell you about Jesse James and things.
Jesse James have something to do with Bowling Green?
Yes, they talk about robbers and the kids just thought it was great hiding out in the cave after Good they note. Robbed some, you know, old bank.
I guess the only other thing I think of with Bowling Green is the Corvette Museum.
But yeah, that's I think obvious.
Yeah, it is. So, that's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah.
So Lost River Cave was awesome. Really, really liked it. And oddly enough, and you would not think about this, but it had one of the nicest gift shops I have ever seen. I'm serious. I walked in and my friend told me, she's like, just beware of the gift shop. The kids are going to want to buy things. And I walked in, I said, you are not kidding. In terms of Kentucky things, they had a beautiful, gorgeous gift shop. Apparently they're known for the gift shop. So then right down the road is Cheney's Dairy Barn, which is supposedly...
Sounds delicious.
Exactly. Supposedly the best ice cream in Kentucky. And so
aside from Dandelion ice cream?
I know.
Which is yet to be determined, I guess.
I can tell you all the ice cream shops. If we talk about the day trips, I know the ice cream shop.
Oh, man.
So, or the donut place. That's the first thing I think of. All that hiking, you need ice cream. So then you go down the street. And
make sure you take plenty of ice cream, kids. We're going to do a lot of hiking.
I know. So Cheney's Dairy Barn, it's all made right there. They have their own cows. They make their own ice cream. They have all the different flavors. And it was amazing ice cream.
Okay.
But they also have one of the farm playgrounds for the kids. And they have a huge, giant, for $5, jumping pillow. I can't really explain what it is. It's in the ground. And there's sand all around it.
Okay. And it's not a trampoline?
It's not a trampoline. Okay. It puffs up, but it's not a bouncy. Like, it's not a bouncy house.
Is it full of those little styrofoam balls or something?
No, it's air. And it's kind of concave or convex. I don't know.
One of the two.
One of the two. It bows up. And the kids took their shoes off. And for $5, you get a wristband. And the whole time you're there, they can go jump. Then you can do something else and then jump some more.
Okay.
And it was super, super fun. All with farms in the background.
Bowling Green.
Awesome. And during the summer, they have outdoor movies for free at Cheney's Dairy Barn.
Yeah, but you kind of have to watch what they want you to watch.
Well, yes.
Just kidding.
You do.
Maybe if we're lucky, they're playing the Goonies.
It's, you know, your three-year-old Disney show. movie. That's what they're playing.
Well, if I'm going to a lost cave situation, I definitely want to see Goonies.
Yeah, so there you go.
You bet.
And then you just enjoy the ice cream. And I just really liked Bowling. There's more to Bowling Green, but if you're going to go for a day trip, those are the two things you should do. Lost River Cave.
Okay.
And then not far down the road, Cheney's Dairy Barn.
Okay.
Bowling Green.
I was racking my brain trying to come up with another day trip.
Some more? Mason, Ohio? Have you been to Mason, Ohio?
Of course, yeah.
Mason, Ohio is good.
Yeah.
Lexington?
Yeah, I spent a lot of... Lexington was going to be my second one. And, I've only just recently discovered Lexington. Because I travel for my day job and I go to Cincinnati once a week up near Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Blue Ash area. And then I go to Lexington. And it's... Lexington's a nice town.
It really is. I like the UK Arboretum.
Okay.
Discover that with your kids. They have a children's garden.
Trees.
It's surprisingly entertaining.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Can they climb in the trees?
Yeah. So the Arboretum is free for anybody to walk about. And then the children's garden is a nominal fee. But they have more hands-on experiences for the kids that are really, really nice, that are educational. They're at the kids' level, not like, hey, guys, let's look at a tree. Isn't this so cool, this variety of tree? You know, they bring it for the kids to understand and do things and plant things. It's really nice.
If I'm not taking the kids to Lexington.
Okay.
A lot of people don't. You know, some people that listen don't have kids. And they're like, well, there's good beer.
There is.
In Lexington.
Local breweries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And track that stuff down and enjoy it. Because what's there? Country Boy Brewing. West 6
West
is there.
Six, right. My husband drinks that. We'll buy that here.
That's just the Chevy Chase area is really nice. There's tons,
very nice.
Yeah, tons of stuff. I think that's where Coach Cow lives.
Yes.
Near there.
My in-laws live there.
I resist the...
they go to church with him.
Do they?
My son, that's our motivation to get him to go to church when we go visit the in-laws.
See Coach Cal?
It's like Coach Cal might be there.
Well,
maybe you can give him the sign of peace.
I have to resist the temptation to throw eggs at his house, but I grew up in Indiana. That's just the way that I am.
So, we like to see him at church, but he comes in when church has like just begun, And well, then he leaves promptly.
Okay. I'll
and he sits where he really doesn't get the sign of peace. So even if you're there, he's not in reach for the handshake.
Well, isn't that convenient?
I know.
What a guy.
Well, he's there religiously.
I'm sure. Ha, 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 ha.
But right, anyway, so Lexington is nice.
Lexington, Madison, Bowling Green.
Yeah.
That's it.
And most people, I seriously would not think of Bowling Green. But we spent 3 days there. So you could definitely make a day trip out of it because we didn't even do everything we wanted to do in 3 days.
Okay.
Surprising.
All right. If I'm trying to think of someplace west of here.
I like Corydon. Have you been to Corydon? You can spend a day trip there.
It's been a while.
The little...
it's probably Madison-ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smaller.
Yeah.
But the same thing. You're going to find some nice... in the main town, local coffee shop, local bar, pizzeria.
Okay.
I like, and it has a little old school town square, you know, that has a fountain in the middle.
It just depends on your temperament. I don't need action.
No.
If I'm going to take it,
it's a strolling place.
I need to go different scenery. I need to stroll. I certainly need to sit. I need to have a scoop of ice cream and probably a beer.
Yeah, you can stroll. Then Corydon would be fine for you.
Okay.
It's a day trip. It's a nice day trip.
Okay. Good.
And it's west.
Good advice.
Yeah.
There, sir. We covered every direction. What else do you need?
I know. We're good.
Hi, this is Alec Voles, co-host of the What Happens Next podcast on Louisville.am. We talk about improv each week with We Are the Louisville Improvisers. With,
yeah, totally.
With Chris Anger and Brian Hines.
Yeah.
And Jenny.
Where's my water?
Okay. Well, right now we're just having a few treats. So we hope you can listen. Find us at Louisville.am in iTunes or using the Stitcher app on your iPhone or Android device.
Now we're talking dollars and cents.
Yeah. Everybody, it's a big... It can be touchy.
It is touchy. It's very sensitive. And everybody has different ideas of this. And I prefaced it at the beginning of this episode. If you like what I say, that's fine. But I am not...
Don't take your advice.
I'm not a financial advisor. I do recognize, though, the shortcomings that I've had in the way I've handled things, of course. Last episode, my words of wisdom for my dad, one of them was live within your means, which I've... mostly done, but just so. So
right.
I haven't, you know.
So should we maybe offer up kind of what your family's financial routine is? How do you track things? How do you monitor it? Do you?
With the best intentions, we don't budget very well, but it helps. When I have a day job that I have a 401k. Stuff comes right on my check, so I know that I'm saving, and I feel good about that. But, and this is for the people who are younger than 40, if you have a 401k available to you...
When you're 22,
use it now.
Right.
Because I didn't for so long.
Oh, gosh, right.
Had I been saving for the previous 20 years...
Millions of dollars.
I would have... I would, I'd feel
it's
so
ridiculous.
Good.
My husband tells me about the time value of money all the time.
It's... The time value. See, that's one of those buzzwords.
I told you I was going to drop some.
Full of it.
Yeah.
Full of it. Literal. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, I mean, we take advantage of that stuff, but we don't, you know, at this point, I think that we're getting that stuff under control, but it's more of, I can pass the lessons because I'm older than 40 and I've learned some things and I have a little bit of, I have gray hair, so I have wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sign of wisdom.
I do
have
gray hair.
This is not a sign of old age.
You would not see it, but okay. I do have it.
It's, I'm turning into a silver fox.
Yes, yeah. You must.
Now I can be a little bit more proactive with my children and how to teach them how to handle their money. And so they don't have the same revelation when they turn 44 and go, oh, this is so stupid.
Right. Well, that's what I found because there's been some young people at work and we have these meetings about, you know, the 401k person comes in and they try to educate everyone because there's a match, to at least do the match. And depending, it, you know, those categories of people, millennials or Gen Xers or whatever, that the millennials apparently trend to live in the now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a problem.
But I think that I'm a Gen Xer. I think that I did that too when I was 20, 25,
yeah.
30.
So maybe it's just an epidemic of that age group that yeah. if they realize, like you just said, when you can have one, you should have one.
You know what? And it's so hard to talk about this stuff without coming off as a condescending butthole.
Right.
But because I always thought everybody that was older than me was a condescending butthole. Like I couldn't figure this out on my own. But I mean, seriously.
The kids that just heard you say butthole chuckled.
We're not making this stuff up. I mean,
no,
this is
seriously.
Something that people tried to tell us and we didn't listen. And now we're trying to say, look, that the 401k or whatever nonprofits have a different.
We have 401k, but in schools, when I was a teacher, I had a 403b.
Yes, that's what
an
I'm
annuity.
Thinking of. Right.
And then we got rid of that.
Okay.
And rolled it over into all sorts of things with other letters and numbers.
Okay.
And now it's, I think, IRA. Traditional
okay.
IRA.
Okay.
Not a Roth. And then.
I guess I know the difference between the two, but.
I had this revelation.
I don't want to get Dave Ramsey on everybody.
Well, one of the other things is because we are maybe the rarity. You know, my husband and I have had retirement accounts since 22, mm-hmm. you know, since graduating. He's in finance, he's always been in finance. And he takes advantage of all those things because he really believes that the money he has when he's 65 is more important than the money now, you know? And so...
those are good words of wisdom.
Oh, my gosh. And so we have been saving for a long time. So that's, you know, if he ever gave anybody advice, it's always start saving as early as possible because of the time value of money. But I recently learned about the difference between Roths and things like that. And so it's the point being knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, when I got my 401k at my most current job, we had to decide we had the option of a Roth 401k and a regular 401k. And I was, what's the difference? My husband told me. And at least we had the information and we decided. And so it's just information.
You know what I think part
of
the problem
is, though?
If you
don't know, you don't know.
If it's the way that, like, even the term Roth, IRA, Roth. Is stuffy.
Yeah.
You know? It's just kind of dull. So yeah. If they could have come up with a different name for it or whatever, or the way that they present it to people,
right.
Instead of, I remember just when I was a kid watching football games on Sunday, and there's the, senior moment. But the, like the old guy sitting there and he's in black and white, he's like, when I talk, people listen. Way that they presented it with their three-piece suits and their pocket
right.
watches and all that crap. It's a total turnoff.
Yeah.
So it's like a branding problem that the financial sector... Now, that's changed.
It is changing.
Yeah. That's changed to a great deal. And I think because the generations are changing over. So we're no longer thinking about our grandfathers when we're thinking about money. We're doing something different.
So. Right. So I think if people get the information, at least they can make the choice. And then if they're 40 and they look back and they didn't do it...
Well, we told you so.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. But when it comes to the kids, do you give your kids an allowance or do they have jobs?
They have jobs at home. So they earn money. My son is the trash guy. So he will go around the house and collect the trash. If the trash is full, I don't touch it. Whatever he's doing, he has to stop what he's doing.
Do you have to remind him?
He doesn't go to the trash, I think, enough to know that it's full. It's in the kitchen, so I'm always there.
That's because he leaves his trash in the living room.
Right. Well, I know. And so we're getting better at that. But then if all I have to do, we've gotten to the point where at least he knows, if I call you and this trash is full, it's your job. And then on Sunday, you get your money.
Okay.
And so he has to do it all week, is to take it out to the curb, bring it back. We're starting to add in the recycling, you know. It's a whole other thing. And my daughter is the dogs.
Oh, good.
She has to feed the dogs twice a day, fill their water. But again, I'm trying to also train my husband on this because he's like a robot for taking care of things. And if he sees the water bottle, he goes to pick it up.
Go
get Maggie.
Yeah.
She takes care of the dogs. And if we're going to pay her money, she has to do it. I don't care what she's doing. Okay. So that's they're at the age one job at a time. And they've been doing that for several months.
Okay.
Really well. But they haven't been able to control. My son has gotten to the point where he can control his impulse to buy. My daughter, if she gets $3 or $4, it's like, what can I?
Yeah, Dollar Tree. Let's go to Dollar Tree. Like, or let's go at the baseball park. Like, can I get a treat? I have my own money. I'm like, why would I? I don't. Number one, I don't want you to have sugar. Number two, I don't want you to spend your money on sugar.
Yeah,
that's not why.
Well, yeah, but my son is just he's a little bit older. He's gotten to learn that I like Nike. I like Under Armour. I like all these things, and I can't spend $5 every time I get $5 and then expect to have enough money for these things that I really
like. My middle kid's like that.
So he's getting that, and he's good at saving his money. But my daughter, $3, $4, boom, gone. So what do you do on vacation? I've started to use, you know, because when you go on vacation, can I have this? Can I have this? So when we went to Orlando last year, we decided on a finite amount of money, gave it to them at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to make the choice.
The best part about that is that you don't constantly get the question.
Exactly. Somebody gave me that idea, and it really helped. Because the minute they start asking, they almost pause because they know I have money. Mommy gave me $20 or whatever it is. And they can decide how to spend it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I also learned
I'm
going
to do that.
Because I know you drove to Disney and you like to drive.
We didn't go to Disney.
Or drove to Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay. Drove to Orlando because you went to Universal. I heard someone that gave them $20, but in singles, and there was kind of a give and take to help monitor behavior, where if they did certain things, they had to give up the dollar.
Oh, interesting.
On the drive.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. There was penalties. I was like, that's a lot to track.
So you start with 20?
They
you
start
can't
with 20.
Earn more?
I don't know if there was an earning more, but I knew that they set up a system where they could lose money.
I've done that before when I was a big brother.
Yeah.
And when I lived in Florida, we rented a house, and the house was in bad shape on the outside. So I had my little brother come down. I said, all right, here's $20. This is your $20. But I need you to do these jobs, and if you do them well, you get the whole $20. But
exactly.
if you keep asking me to jump in the pool, if you keep this, then you're going to get less and less and less. And
yeah,
he got $10 because he just wanted to go swim.
Yeah, so that's how the parenting thing was with the traveling. It was somewhere, you know, in a discussion where it was what are some ways to help with that 12-hour drive, and kind of giving the kids the $20 at the beginning and saying you can have $20.
Yeah.
But this is what I expect from you in the car ride.
Yeah, I mean, the key is they've got to learn, and this is going to sound like an old dude, money doesn't grow on trees.
For real.
And if you, it takes a lot of effort to earn it.
Yeah.
You either have to create something, or you have to fix something, or you have to support something. And it's not easy because everybody wants to be lazy.
Yes.
But you can't be lazy.
And I try to express, I don't go through too much financial detail with my kids. But when we were talking about adulting,
mm-hmm.
I told my kids, listen, this costs this much money. Mm-hmm. And my son was like, what?
They don't have any concept of, like, there's no relevance or relativity there.
Yeah. So like, I said,
$1,500 doesn't mean anything unless they know, well, you know, $1,500 can buy whatever, a brand new Macintosh or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I think it was when we got our car brakes. And we were having a discussion, and I said to my son, this is how much that cost, you know? Like, that's why mommy and daddy have to work.
Yeah.
You know
how long it took me to earn that money? I mean, that's...
Exactly. So I try to give them, without burdening them, because they're little. I don't want them worrying about money. But I want them to be aware of what some things cost to know what their life costs, you know, what this costs. And when my son is playing sports or all those kind of things that he has the privilege of doing because we can afford to do that, I let him know, you know, you need to work hard. You know, you want to do this. You like this. You enjoy this. well, you know, we don't want the complaining or any sort of that. We want you to enjoy this. And this does cost money.
Yeah.
You know, and make him aware that take care of your things. It costs money. You know, this soccer bag that's so beautiful that matches all the other soccer bags on your team.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
I don't want to stand out. Well, you kind of do.
Don't throw it in the mud puddle.
Yeah. It's coming back to me now. I mean, one of the first lessons I learned about money is I must have earned it or had birthday card money or something. Mm-hmm. I had
$7.
And I forgot, I don't know how old I was. But we were going to go to Big Blue, which is a store up in Madison.
Okay.
I don't know if Big Blue is still there.
Right.
And they had a toy section, and I really wanted to go to Big Blue. And I went, and my dad was like, all right. But he owned a flower shop. So he was at the flower shop and the greenhouse, and I lost my $7. I was goofing around or something, and I couldn't find it. And so he says, well, let's go look for your – I said, I don't want to look for it. I just want to – he says, all right, I'll make you a deal. I'll give you $5 right now, and we'll go to Big Blue. Or we can look for the $7, which is your money, and you'll have $7 instead of $5, which in 1979.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big difference. Mm-hmm. So I said, give me the $5. I had to have that immediate gratification, which is a huge lesson.
Yes.
Delayed gratification is like one of the most important things you can.
Patience.
Right. And I went to Big Blue, and the toy I wanted?
$7.
$7. And he absolutely stuck to his guns. He would not.
Way to go, Dad.
Yeah. So I had to get like a Matchbox car or whatever it was.
Right.
Or a Hot Wheels. And I mean, I loved it, but I was super disappointed. And then we get back to the flower shop, and he found my $7.
And he kept it.
And he kept it.
Oh, yeah.
And it hurt, man. It hurt.
But that's what I think as parents, those hard moments where you want.
Oh, yeah. He wanted me to be happy. He wanted me to have what I wanted. But
you remember that decades
later.
Never
forget. And I tell my kids that story. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's the kind of situations that I look for when I say, is this an opportunity to have my child learn and have a memorable, hard, difficult experience?
It's better that they learn this stuff with $5 bills than with $500 bills.
Yeah. Because I think the instant gratification sometimes can be instant ease on the parents.
Yeah.
So you say, oh, I'll just do it because
convenience,
then,
man. Ugh. That's a big motivator for me.
Yeah, I know.
That's why.
And it's hard. It's like, how hard do I want to have this moment right now? Or do I want just to go away?
Yeah.
And so sometimes we give in, but it's harder to teach them the real lesson.
Can I segue this into my words of wisdom?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay. It's getting to be that time.
Okay.
My weekly words of wisdom, and it sort of ties in with the immediate gratification and actually being content, mm-hmm. which is another big lesson to learn.
That is hard.
This is sort of trite, and I think this is sort of a trendy thing, but if you're present in the moment, when the moment is actually happening, you have everything you need. So if you're there and you're recognizing, I have $5, I wish I had $7, but man, I've got $5. And you appreciate that's just an example. There's many, much deeper examples I could probably come up with given time. But to appreciate the fact that you have a $5 bill in your pocket, it's nice just to have, because it opens up possibilities. And I'm not just talking about money, I'm talking about life.
Mm-hmm.
If we, people have it all over their refrigerators around the country. It's better to like what you have than to have what you like, something like that sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, that's sort of a source of happiness.
Yeah.
Again, it's very cliche.
Yeah, but it ties right into money.
It's true. All of that is true.
Yes.
So I'm putting you on the spot.
My husband would
like
hug you right now.
Really?
Yeah, he would love that.
I'm not afraid to hug a man.
The live within your means.
Yeah.
This telling you just like what you have, be cool with it.
That's right.
Good.
I'll hug him.
You don't always need the bigger, better car.
I drive a Prius.
Yes. My husband drives 1996 Toyota 4Runner.
Wow.
96. So, he's trying to get maybe 30 years out of that thing.
Good
and
for him.
I used to fight him on that and say, come on, go get yourself the car you want now.
Yeah.
And he says, why?
Yeah.
this car's fine. Gets me to work.
But your dad drives an old car, right? Didn't you say that?
Yeah. So I have given in and succumbed to his wisdom on the Toyota 4Runner. I'm not driving it anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't want to get stuck on the side of 71. But he can.
Or I-65 just out of Georgiana, Alabama, which is what happened to us.
I insist on the AAA and he can drive that. But okay. he would hug you for your words of wisdom.
Okay.
My words of wisdom comes from my current Netflix binging, Blue Bloods.
Okay.
Which I kind of like because it's Irish Catholic family in New York. There's some, I don't have the police stuff in my family but that much, but there's some things in the show that resonate with me. But anyway, the patriarchs in that family who are police commissioner, what is the actor?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
They constantly say, it's not what you did, it's what you do next.
Okay.
So I think whether it's money or whether it's a mistake or someone's feelings you hurt or something at work.
Yeah, the book is not written.
Right. It's this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much fixing it, because I don't think you always have to fix something.
Acknowledging something.
But what's the action you do next?
Right.
To learn from it, correct it, make everyone feel good about it.
Repair a relationship, or at least work toward repairing the relationship.
Right. Don't just let something be. If it bothers you, do something about it.
Yeah.
And then that character.
Gosh. You're so old and so wise.
I am.
Wait, that didn't come out right. I'll edit out the old part.
I know, I'm not the old one here.
That hurts.
No, Silver Fox, you have to embrace it.
All right.
Embrace it.
I embrace all the part but the word old.
Yeah.
All right. Good talk.
Yeah.
Right? Did we learn some things?
We did.
I did. I'm foolish, I suppose. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us online at 40ishpodcast.com, on Facebook at 40ishpodcast. Follow you on Twitter and Instagram at what?
BlueFanFun.
I'm at Dan Vonderhyde, and we'll see you next week.